Hello, and welcome back to Surgery 101, the podcast series brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta, and also with the support of our partners at Covidien. This week is the third of five episodes in our series called Problems with the Penis, and they're all common urology topics beginning with the letter P. So far we've looked at phimosis and paraphimosis. This week, Alexi Millman turns her attention to the painful topic of penile fracture. So, let's take a look at what happens when you break your penis.
Oh! No! No!
Here on Surgery 101.
Hello, I'm Alexi Millman. Today will be another episode brought to you by the letter P. Today we will cover the definition, etiology, presentation, management, and complications of penile fracture. You may be wondering, how can the penis fracture? There's no bone in it. A penile fracture is actually a tear or rupture of the tunica albuginea, which usually occurs during intercourse. Don't remember what the tunica albuginea is? Let's review some penile anatomy. The erectile tissues within the penis are the two corpora cavernosa and the corpus spongiosum. The corpus spongiosum contains the urethra and enlarges at the distal end of the penis to form the glands. The corpora cavernosa contain the paired deep penile arteries. The tunica albuginea is a strong, fibrous tissue which surrounds the cavernosal bodies. It has an inner, circular layer and an outer, longitudinal layer. The deep fascial layer that surrounds the three erectile bodies is called Buck's fascia. The vein and the dorsal arteries are deep to Buck's fascia, while the superficial dorsal arteries lay within the more superficial dartos fascia. Superficial to the dartos fascia is the skin. During an erection, arterial blood flows into the cavernosal bodies, causing them to enlarge. This causes an increase in pressure as the tunica albuginea is rigid and has minimal ability to expand. The increased pressure compresses the veins against the tunica albuginea, resulting in decreased outflow, which maintains the high pressures. A defect in the tunica albuginea will cause a venous leak and interfere with normal erectile physiology. All right, let's get back to penile fracture. The tear or rupture of the tunica albuginea that occurs with penile fracture is generally caused by an excessive bending force applied to the erect penis. Commonly, this occurs during sexual intercourse if the penis slips out of the vagina and suffers a strong impact with the perineum or pubic symphysis. However, many other scenarios have been described, including rolling over or falling onto the erect penis. In Middle Eastern countries, the practice of Tagandin, a self-inflicted application of a downward bending force in order to achieve rapid detumescence, accounts for most cases of penile fracture. Patients with penile fracture may present to their primary care provider or to the emergency room. Embarrassment may delay patient presentation by hours, days, even weeks. On history, most patients will report experiencing a sharp pop or snap, accompanied by sudden pain and rapid detumescence. Points not to miss on history include: how much time has passed since the event occurred? Has there been any bleeding from the urethra? And is the patient having any voiding difficulties? On physical exam, you should note ecchymosis and swelling, any curvature of the penis, as the penis usually deviates away from the fracture site, secondary to a mass effect of the hematoma. The ecchymosis, swelling, and curvature are sometimes described as an eggplant deformity. You should also note if the bruising extends to the perineum, scrotum, or pubic area, as this indicates a disruption in Buck's fascia. Blood at the urethral meatus should raise the suspicion of urethral injury, which occurs in 10 to 20% of cases. The differential diagnosis of penile fracture includes dorsal penile artery rupture, penile vein rupture, and rupture of the suspensory ligaments of the penis. However, penile fracture is a clinical diagnosis, and if your suspicion is high, the patient needs exploratory surgery. Before heading to the OR, a retrograde urethrogram should be performed in any patient with a suspected urethral injury. Some urologists advocate for a retrograde urethrogram in all patients presenting with penile fracture. Clinical signs that should alert you to possible urethral injury include blood at the urethral meatus, hematuria, voiding difficulties, and bilateral corporal rupture. Once you have your diagnosis, immediate surgical intervention is indicated. In order to achieve adequate exposure of the tunica albuginea, a circumferential distal penile shaft incision is made. This is in the same location as a circumcision. The penile skin is then retracted proximally to deglove the penis. Penile exploration and evacuation of hematoma is carried out. Defects in the tunica albuginea should be closed, with care taken to avoid debridement or direct suturing of the cavernosal tissue. Any complete urethral disruption should also be repaired. Partial disruptions may be repaired or managed conservatively. With prompt surgical management, outcomes following penile fracture are quite good, with penile curvature rates reported at around 5%. Men who delay, refuse, or do not seek management have high rates of sexual dysfunction and penile deformity. In summary, penile fracture is a tear or rupture of the tunica albuginea and usually occurs when an excessive bending force is applied to the erect penis. The classic presentation is a history of a pop or snap followed by pain and rapid detumescence, with the presence of an eggplant deformity on physical exam. A retrograde urethrogram may be performed to assess urethral injury. Prompt surgical exploration and treatment is necessary. If left untreated, complications such as erectile dysfunction and penile deformity may occur.
Phew, I'm glad that episode's over. That was the third episode in our series of five on problems with the penis. We've just got two more P's left now. As I always say, please visit us at the Surgery 101 website, connect with us using Twitter or Facebook, check out our YouTube channel, and have a look at the Surgery 101 app as well. Also remember, there are notes for this episode. They're really excellent notes with some of the diagrams of the anatomy that Alexi was talking about. They're available to subscribers. You can subscribe for just $5 a year, and that gives you instant access to our complete library of notes for all of our episodes. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week on Surgery 101.